Okay, good morning, Masechet Chulin, Daf Tzadik Aleph. Wow, we moved over the Tzadiks. And we're at the bottom here of the Amud.
Tzeh.
We Tzeh, Ken, Tzeh. Okay, we don't want to Tzeh anywhere. We want to Tzeh into the Daf. Okay.
Tzeh
Ulmad. Tzeh Ulmad. Okay. So we're busy here. We ask the question, right? Basically, we try to understand is whether it comes to the Yerech Shel Yamin. Was Rabbi Yehuda, was he certain that it was the Yamin? Or did he make sense, the inclination that it was the Amin? We go up to there, we brought the Toshma, Atzamot Vagidim Anotai, you should burn them off to the 16th, after Pesach, Pesach on the 14th, you burn the Gidim. And we ask the question, what's their story? In other words, Ma'avidatai, what do they do, these Gidim? What are these Gidim that we want to burn? If they get a basar, eat them. And if they eat if it's not tar, then it's not tar, then burn it. The question now, it's Gidei Tzavar. It's the tendons in the neck. Like once again, if they aren't meat, then just throw them away. What's the chiddush here? What's the idea of burning on the 16th? Specifically speaking about the gid hanashe, and it's according to Rabbi Yehuda. What's the story? Rabbi Yehuda says that the gid hanashe only applies to one of them, either the right leg or the left leg. Now we ask the question: was he certain that it's only the right leg, or did he not doubt not? Notar, there was a right leg. So Gemara says, now, Bishlom, if you say misapkele, it's actually a safek, not certain, shapi, that it makes sense. Why? Because then we say that you got to burn it. Why must you burn it? Because either it's asur, or it's mutar. If it's asur, you can't eat it. If it's mutar, it becomes notar, so then you got to burn it. And Iyamat mifshap shitele. But if it's a pashut to him, that we know the right one is asur, the left one is mutar, the heteir lichle. So the left one eat and the right one throw away. Right? That's not notar. Mm-hmm. So that seems to, so that's the question. No. That doesn't help us, that. Ayara. Right? It's actually pashut to him. And so why do we, what's going on over here? Why do we have to burn it? In other words, why is there the safek here that it might be notar and we've got to burn it? At the beginning, we knew it was the right and the left. During Pesach, they got mixed up. And now we're not sure. That one left over, is it the right? If it's the right one, it's asur right away. If it's the left one, you don't eat it, it's meat. It becomes notar. So now you're going to burn it. That was, so we can't really prove anything from that bright over there. Rav Ashi says, no. Why was it necessary for us to learn that we're going to burn it off to the 16th? He says, Amar lo nitzchel l'sham, no. We're actually discussing the oils of the gid hanashe. The shemen, I don't know, it's got oils in it, and maybe the chedev. I don't think it's a chedev, though. The Rebbeinu Gershon, lo nitzchel l'sham, no. Klomar, ma'adamina ha-gidin, yishrafu l'shishasar l'sham, no. I can't explain actually what the shamno is either, what the oils are. Anybody got any idea what
the fat around
the fat, but not the chaylev. Chaylev would be asur. It's the fat. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's not the fat. It's the fat, not the chaylev, right? The Tanya, shamno mutar. We've got a bright that says that the shemen, the fats on the gid are actually mutar.
Right, if it was a chaya, it could be.
If it's a chaya, the chaylev would be okay. We discussed it. That's what I said. That's why when he said shamno, he said chaylev, but I asked him the notes because
general
fats, right? Which could include chaylev, you're saying. So I was making a good point. If it's a behema, then it would be the not the chaylev. If it's a chay, it couldn't be the chaylev. Okay. So Rav Ashi says over here that we've got this brighter. It says that the shamno mutar. However, the Yisrael kadoshim, right? Right, look at Rashi. What does it mean? Rashi says kadoshim haosin siag la Torah. They are machmir. They don't take chances. Nahagu bo isur. Hilchach says Rashi al korchach meshayir le mishum min haga. We leave it because of a minhag. It's a minhag not to eat the shem, this fats around the gid. V'sarfa by, then it needs to be burnt. Why? Hoyil midoraita barachilu. Because you can eat it. It's actually food. See, if it's food and you don't eat it, it becomes notar. And notar, you got to burn. So it wasn't really the gid, says Rav Ashi. It's actually the fats around it. Rav Inna says, no. Lo nitzchecha, what's this din of burning on the 16th? Ele lechid Rav Yehuda Amashmua. He says, nothing to do with it. All to Rav Yehuda Amashmua. The Amar Amashmua. Shnei gidinen. Remember at the very beginning of the shiur, we spoke about the parak, we gave the introduction. And we said that the gid, go back to your drawings here, right? There was the gid over here, and then there was the gid achitzon. We said the gid achitzon was a machlok between the taimanim and the ashkenazim. Which is the gid achitzon? Is it this, or is it this piece of the body that comes out? Everybody agrees that that gid over here is the main gid. Then there's this other gid that runs down the leg, or it comes off the main gid. So says over here in Amar Abiyur Amar Shmuel, Shnei gidin hain pnimi, samuch la'etzem asur v'chavin alav. That's the main one. And then the chitzon, samuch lebasar, is asur v'ein chavim alav. Look at Rashi here. Yeah? The pnimi, right, is hu gid aruch. Right, v'natun le'orcho shel shufi, goes the whole way down the leg, kesho porin et ha'yerech, v'poshim b'chol ha'yerech. Right, spreads out the whole place. Rosho echad b'chubam etzem ha'aliyah, it's getting to the bone beneath the tail. U'misham nifshak le'orech ha'shufi, goes all the way down, ad makom chibur ha'kolit, to where that main joint is, v'etzem ha'yerech, v'shamu samuch le'etzem. So here, if you look at the diagram, this is this piece over here, right, comes from the tailbone over here, to this whole bone across the whole way, all the way down to here.
That doesn't look like that's
that
is on the other side of the nerve.
What? You can't see this over here. This is a cross section with all the other parts stuck around. Around this gid, there's fats and things and everything around it. Yeah. Not just like a stretch string like this. It's got all stuff around it inside the body. Look at Ed's picture, probably. There's a picture over here. Where's the picture?
Oh, I can't.
No pictures here today? No, this is not getting, this is really exciting stuff, David. That's like the boring diagram that we've got there. Here we are. Okay, yeah, this is the idea. You see over here, so there's all stuff around it. It's not, just like a strand. There's like stuff on it, whatever he has, whatever. Bottom line, okay. So now, he says that's the pnimi. So that's the pnimi, we explain, is the asur min haTorah. The chayvin alav malkot, says Rashi, if you eat it. Etc. Okay, right. On the chitzon, that's this other one, says Rashi, gid katzar, it's a short one. Hanatun l'rocha v'shufi b'sofo muvla b'chafas oviv kolit. So that, according to, I think, that the way he's explaining this one over here. Right? He's explaining this gid over here. The short one, it goes across there. It's a much shorter one. Etc. Okay, not the piece at the bottom here. Rashi explaining the Minak Ashkenaz one. And that is Asur Midrabanan. So it's not Asur in the Torah. Ve'ein chavin alav. The lav hainu al hakaf. Remember, could we say that the yerech, al kaf hayarech. This is not on the kaf, on the actual joint there, with that big piece of meat that hangs around the joint. Ela betoch hakaf, it's inside. V'ubahu chitzon askiran. It says Rabbi Shez Rabbi Yehuda Neam Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, we're discussing, that's the one you burn on the 16th. Why? U'meshay le'al korche. You leave it behind, because it's also similar to the first reason that there was a minag. Yes, it's not actually a minag. Yeah, because it's the God of Gid, it's also Asur Midrabanan. So Chachamim would decide Asur. V'sar febayin, the same idea. Dahamid raita chazi, because you were actually allowed to eat it, midraita. So it's meat. And if you lift it out, it becomes notar. So basically, we haven't really proved anything from this brighter over here of this burning on the 16th, the Gidim, we've heard nothing about Rabbi Yehuda if he's Mifshar Pashit or if he's Safke Mesukkele. Okay? Clear. Now the Gemara is another attempt. Attempt number two. Now this Gemara we have already seen. Okay? La'el on Daf Pei Bet. We saw this before. In fact, quite a bit of what's coming up over here we've seen before. So, Achal Mizekazayt Mizekazayt. Remember, you eat now, there's two Gidim. And you add a kazayit from each one. Look at Rashi, from the left one and the right one. And Rashi makes a point over here. He says, Umida nakat achal mizek kazayit umizek kazayit. And the fact that the Gemara says that you ate a kazayit from each, velo nakat achal shnei zaitim mishnehem, and doesn't say that you ate two kazaitim in total from the two of them together combined. We're not sure that you ate a kazait from each one. You might have eaten two kazait in total from two gidim. We're not sure if you ate a whole kazait from each one, right? But the Torah, the Gemara says you ate a kazait of each. So we know now you ate a kazait of each. Shema mina, look at Rashi. Shtei achilot ushtei hachot havu. We talk about a case where on each kazait you were warned independently. Right? Now the question is, you ate one from the right and one from the left. Mm-hmm. And you were warned on each one. Now remember, we learned this before the other day. Rabbi Yehuda says what? Hatra'at safek eina hatra'ah. Right? Etc. Now, if we, etc. Let's carry on.
Now.
So now, Acha Mizek is, no. For both aren't safek. One of them, no. One of them got a safek. Everybody agrees on the right gid Yuchayev. Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim.
Okay.
So on the right kid, there's the Hatrat Safek. The Hatrat Safek, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is on the left kid. Because Rabbi Yehuda says you only chayv on the left, Chachamim say you only chayv on the right, Chachamim say you chayv on both. So for Chachamim, who say you chayv on both, there's no Hatrat Safek here. For Rabbi Yehuda, who says you chayv on the right one, if there were shtei Hatraot, the one is a Hatrat Vadai. You know, but we said it's not by biyachad. We explained that Rashi says there were two separate hatra'ot.
Yeah,
so one of them is that's important to say. So the right one is a hatra'at vada, according to Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. The issue is on the left one. According to Chachamim, it's a hatra'at vada. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a hatra'at safek. Well, at the moment, are we understanding it? Okay? Right, let's carry on. So now, Tosh, we're going to write, Acham is ekezai, is ekezai. So fake shmonim. That's what Tanakhama says. You get shmonim. You get 80 malkot, 40 in each. Rabbi Lomer, Eno Sofeg El Arbaim. Rabbi says you only get 40 malkot. So now, what do we see from here? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it appears that the Yamin is Vadai.
Yeah.
We have to have a Vadai. Because if we're not sure if it's the right one or the left one, then they're both a Safek. Right? That's a good one. If you say it's Pashut, that's the right one, Shapi. Now we understand. Why? Because there was a Hatrat Vada on the right one. If you want to say it's not sure which is the right one or the left one, Havila Hatrat Safek. It's a Safek. Because we're not sure. When you warned him each time, each one might not be the one for the one that was right. You might have warned him on the left one, but the right one, that's Asur. You warned him on the right one, but the left one, that's Asur. Both ones have Hatrat Safek. V'shvele Rabbi Yehuda, and where he learned, Rabbi Yehuda says, the Amar Hatrat Safek, lo shma Hatrat, it's not Hatrat. And where did we learn that from? We learned that the other day. The Tanya, Hikait, Zeb, Chazar, Vikait. We had this guy whose mother got divorced or father, whatever the case was, or father died, and she got married early. And if we're not sure if it's a Safek 9 months birth from the first husband, or 7 month birth from the second husband. Remember that? We had this catch, right? I'm not reading the Rashi again. Although I think actually Rashi even mentions that you already explained it over there. You know, Rashi doesn't go to Rashi. Safek ben Taish lezev, Safek ben Shev lezev. It's just very briefly Rashi said, right? Now, kilel et zev, v'chazav kilel et zev, hikash nehem bevat. So now, what happens, the Tanakhama says, he either hit them one after the other, or curse them one after the other. Now, Mekleta Aviv Motyumat, Ikata Baker Aviv Motyumat, Chayav Mita on either one. Right? Either one of cursing or on hitting. But he did it one after the other. However, he kashne him, but Achah hit them both at the same time. Buck! With two hands like that, right? He punched them both at the same time. Then, or Shekilel Shtemavat Achat, Chayav. So Tanakhama makes no difference whether one after the other or at the same time. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Bevat Achat, Chayav. If it's at the same time, he's Chayav. Bezeh Achazeh Patur. Right, look at Rashi. Chayev that bevat achat says Rashi, v'haka achat in one smack. Chayev the hatrat vadahi. Right, v'ze achaze patur. And the Gemara says, "If you hide Tanisavala," so the Gemara says, "What's to prove from here that pashut to Rabbi Yehuda that hatrat safek would be hatrat safek, and therefore, if it was one of the gidim, if he wasn't sure, he wouldn't be sure. So therefore, it seems to imply over here." That it must be that he is mifshat pshitele and not safek mesupkele. Someone says no. Hi, tani savarakilich tani Rabbi Yehuda. No, this tani adafka is you. And your whole proof was based on the fact that Rabbi Yehuda's of the opinion that hatrat safek and ishmatra, and therefore he says avi yuchayev. Therefore, it couldn't have been hatrat safek. Ah, Rabbi Yehuda must know that it's the right one. Which one it is. Someone says, no, you can't prove anything from that. Because this Tana over here, this bright that we saw over here, that is actually Sabalake Idach Tana Rabbi Yehuda. Another Tana Rabbi Yehuda, remember we saw it before? That's a bit of a contest. There's a machloket in how to understand Rabbi Yehuda. Damar, Hatrat Safek Shmatra. He says, no, it does. Hatrat Safek is a Hatra. Not like we thought of a Safek. Where do we know that from? The Tanya. Right? We saw this as well. Well, this all Gemara we've seen cut and paste. Tan lotri menu ad boker. You aren't allowed to leave anything. This comes for lotri menu ad boker. But lotri menu ad boker to be eshtis sarei. For this is kumam pesach. I think kumam pesach. Right? Still on kumam pesach. But Katuvi, then I say, Achar, lo tase. And the Pasuk came and gave us a mitzvah asay after the lo tase says, lo tatiru. Don't leave. The mitzvah asay says, ba'esh tishrofu. You've got to burn it. Lomar, she'ein lokin alav dir Rabbi Yehuda. This Rabbi Yehuda over here says, why don't you get malkot? Because there's an asay after a lo tase. So it's like a lavani takla asay. Just tell, well, Steve, show these guys that room there, please, the rabbi's office. They come in and do parquet flooring, David. Parquet. Also, okay.
Parquet.
I don't know. I was asking. I don't know either. Parquet. Let's carry on. Okay. It depends according to which rabbi Yehuda you go to. Okay. Depends on which Rabbi Yehuda. There's a Rabbi Yehuda. Either Rabbi Yehuda, right? Lomash enokin alav divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Right. So therefore, we say Rabbi Yaakov Omer lo min hashem uze. Rabbi Yaakov says no. That's not why you're not getting malkut. In other words, you can't prove anything from this at all. Ela mishum dahav alav shein bo maase. That's why you don't get malkut. When you don't get malkut, it's a lav shein bo maase. What did you do? You left it over. Okay, you left it over. You didn't burn it. And there was no, the fact you didn't do anything. No. Right? The whole love, she'en bo ma'aseh, ain't lokin alav. And there's no mention. Hold on. Rabbi Yaakov, just give me half a second. Yeah, I'm missing something, yeah? Hi, tan sawlak idaktan, Rabbi Yehuda. Am I hatra'at safesh ma'atra'ah? Oh, yeah. What's the proof that hatra'at safek is hatra'ah according to this brighter? Because we've got a machloket. The Tanakhama says, lo totirinu ad boker, why, and baka to be say, acher lo tasei, lo mash, and okinot alav diri rabbi. Rabbi says, why don't you get malkot? Not because there's hatra'at safek over here, because what's the hatra'at safek? If a guy comes to give you a hatra'ah, right? Look at Rashi over here. Baka tuv, he says, kvar pirashti botove pirashti earlier on in the previous parakim, the whole motir, every time someone leaves something over, if you warn the guy, says, don't leave that over. I'm warning you, don't leave anything over. If you leave it over, you'll be chayav malkot. It's atrat safek. Why is it atrat safek? Right? Dechi matrin bay. When you warn him, al totir, don't leave it over. Mesapkele imover atrav imnav. You don't know if he's going to actually do it or not, because until the morning, he could burn it. Or he could eat it. Sorry, he could eat it. So when we learnt it. Yeah. We have a kum, 10 daf ago. Right? He says, if you tell the guy, don't burn, don't leave it over, at the moment it's hatra tzafek, because he might actually not leave it over. So your hatra might not be hatra. So that's what he wants to say. Every time you leave it over, it's hatra tzafek. The shema kodem alon hashachar yochlen, you might eat it, right? So therefore, the fact that Rabbi Huda over here doesn't tell us that the reason that it's, that doesn't get malkut because of hatra tzafek, he says, why don't you get malkut? Because it's a love she'en bo maase, says Rabbi Yaakov. Or according to Rabbi Yehuda, because there's a mitzvah asay after mitzvah lo tasay. None of them mentioned in this machloket love hatra'at safek. And by definition, hatra'at for motir is hatra'at safek. So we see that this Rabbi Yehuda over here and the brighter here doesn't hold by hatra'at safek. That's the proof. Remember, we read this. Okay. So now the Gemara still hasn't proven anything yet about Rabbi Yehuda, if he's certain or if he is mesupak. So the Gemara is another attempt, a third attempt over here. And we've also, this also comes from the previous, we learned to pay bet as well. Toshma, achal shnei gidim yishnei yirechot shnei behemot. Remember that? We had it there, we had two gidim, and then now we added an extra level, was two of two animals. So you ate two gidim, you had two, from two limbs, from two animals. Right? Look at Rashi, why are we adding here Mishnei Behemot? Mida nakat Mishnei Behemot. Since we're adding in here this extra of two behemoths, two animals, ki heichid din yave travayu yaminiot nakat. Because we weren't talking about a case where they were both from the right leg. So we had two right-legged gidim from different animals, right? To e yamin the small, because Rashi is saying if it's yamin and small, mali shtei behemot, umali achat. Based on the previous case, so what do we care? There's two animals. Mm-hmm. If it's a right and a left. Because our question here is it the right dafka kontrabut or not? It has to be true, right? And what's that a kama say? Achal shtei gidim, shtei biyachot, shtei behemot, sofek shmonim, 80. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and a sofek, and I get 40. The Gemara says now, Midakama Mishtei Yerechot Mishtei Behemot. Since the Gebraita chose Dafka two from two animals, Pshita de Tarvayu le Isura. It's Pashut, they must both be Asur. Okay? Well, Rabbi Huda Itzrich, and the whole reason we brought this Braita was to teach us Rabbi Huda. Sorry. Was to teach us Rabbi Huda, right? To teach the Din in Rabbi Huda. And what is Rabbi Huda? To tell us Shma Mina, Bifshat Pshitelei Shma Mina. Look at Rashi the Itzrich. The Afagav Travadis, even they're both Asur. Kapata Lei Bechad Malkut. Rabbi Huda said, they should only get Malkut once. Why did they get Malkut once if they're both Isurim? They're both right legs. But time is going to come, eh? The reason why he says we get to look at the Agot HaBachya very quickly. Right? She'ein Ben Shnehem Ele Kezayit. Right? She'ein Ben Shnehem Ele Kezayit. Right, look, okay, no, leave out the Bach for the meantime. Sorry, ve'im esap kelei. And if there was a safek, am I lucky? Afiduchara, why did he even get Malkut once? There's only a kezayit between the two of them. It wasn't a kezayit each, like in our previous case. Yeah, together there was a kezayit. Now, if Rabbi Yehuda had a safek, is it the right or the left? What would he say? So we've got a safek avia. Why? Because you've only got one kezayit between the two of them. Now, maybe the left is the Isur and not the right is the Isur. And therefore, you shouldn't be even get Malkut once because there's a Safek over here that maybe it's Asur, it's not a, you never ate an Isur. Right? And you should have said, Mitame Safek, it's a Sahatrat Safek. Because maybe it's the left Gid which is Asur and not the right Gid. And therefore, your Kazayit from both Gidim over here didn't add up. And we see that Rabbi Yehuda says no. There might be heter, right? So he says, no. Since Rabbi Huda said that from two yaminim adding up together to a kezayit, you get malkot, is proof that Rabbi Huda is certain that the yamin is the isur, is the gad asur, and not a safek. Okay? Otherwise, he couldn't give you malkot on a communal, on a combined effort of two goodim. So the Gemara seems to be pretty happy. Normally, when the Gemara says shma mina, shma mina, it's the end of the story, right? This is pretty, huh? Normally, Shma Mina, Mifshut today, Shma Mina, finished. Yeah. It isn't finished yet. It says, Ve'i Pshit today, if it's Pashut, am I Sofek Arba'im V'tu Lo? Why is he only getting 40? Lilki 80, you should get 80. Because it's, right? So at the moment, so at the moment, Rashi was the one who told us that there was one kazayit between the two of them. Ah. The Gemara hasn't said it yet. Hachamas, we said, no, what are we talking about? Going to late bo kazayit. Isn't a kazayit in each one. And therefore, you never got 80, you only got 40. So we actually jumped the gun with the Rashi. The Tanya, and here comes the bride. This is the proof. Achlo ve'ein bo kazayit chayiv. If you ate a gid hanashe, even if you isn't a kazayit kod Tanakama, you are chayiv. Why? Because Tanakama says of the opinion, right? Look at Rashi there. Achlo gid shalem. If you ate a complete gid, chayiv koochel nemala kol shehu. Even if you ate like you ate a small ant, shu chayav bishum de birya. Remember, we've seen that concept birya. It's a creation on its own.
The shalem,
right? A birya, even an ant, even not a kazayit, but it's a birya. It's a whole ant. You already chayiv. So a gid is like a birya. The chashiv isur. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Ad shehebo kazayit. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda says you eat a kazayit. Right. Okay. So now we sort of seem to be happy that Rabbi Yehuda over here is pashut, that it is pshitele and nothing else. Look at the Gemara over here. It says time am I. Why? Look at Rashi. Yeah. Time and my pshit Rabbi Yehuda shel yamin. Why is Rabbi Yehuda so certain that it's a right? That's the right kid, right? So we've got a couple of answers here. I listed over here. I think I wrote down four. I think I marked up four, and some of them we've got like even parts to them. So the first answer is Rava. Amar Rava. Amar Kra Hayarech. Rava says pashut. Why? Because it says Hayarech. Right? Hayarech meaning like the Yarech, which is the. Hameyumenet shebeyarech, the meyumenet, like the most active one or the more dominant one, right? The what is that? The right one, obviously. V'rabanan, So why are Rabbanan not so certain? In other words, why do they not so agreed? Ahu, Rashi, they say no. The fact that it says Hayarech is not Hayarech, meaning the right one. It's Ahu, the Pashit Isure Bechule Yarech. They say no. This is the, remember we saw that there are two Gidim. There's the Gid Achitzon and the Gid Apnimi. They're saying there's one Gid, which is a Gid that spreads out throughout the whole leg. And there's another Gid, which isn't spread out the whole leg. They're saying, Ahu is Dafka the Gid, the Pashit Isurei Bechuliach, which spreads out its Isur according to, along the whole limb. La'afuka Echitzon Delo, and to include, to exclude that other one, which we saw is only a smaller one and a partial one. So that is Rava. Rava's answer on Rabbi Yehuda is because it's Hayarech. Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi says, he's got a different reason. Why is Rabbi, so, Rabbi Yehuda certain about the right one? Amar Kra, Behe Avko Imo. Listen, this is an interesting one. He says, what's the pasuk say? Vayar kilo yacholo vayigah bechafir. The angel says he can't beat Yaakov. Vayigah bechafir echo, hits him on the kaf yerech. Veteka kaf yerech Yaakov behe Avko Imo. When he was wrestling with him, he got wounded. So it says, what do you mean Behe Avko Imo? He says, Rabbi Shur ben Levi, who is it? Rabbi Shur ben Levi? I've got the only cap. Rabbi Shur ben Levi, right. Rabbi Shur ben Levi. He says like this. He says, Behav koimo ka adam shechovek et chavro. When you grab your friend like this, look, if you're facing him, right? His right, if he's facing you, so your right hand is opposite his left limb. Remember with Yaakov and the brochas, right? But when you wrap your arms around him, you grab him like this, so now your right hand is now on his right side. So you... Right? So he says, Kadav shechovek et chavero. Right? Look at Rashi, yeah? Shechovek et chavero. Rashi says, yeah? Milfanav. See? In front of him. Right? Ve'yado... Magaat lekaf yemino shechaveru. So I'm hugging you like this. My right hand now goes behind your right thigh. Okay? That's, have you got a picture there?
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Yeah.
Have we got a picture here? I can't believe it. Oh, wow. Okay, that's exactly how I imagined. Okay, so, okay. Shkoch. Okay, that's a nice picture. Okay, very good. Okay. I think we all had a developed enough imagination to understand it, but nice seeing a picture. Okay. So that is Rabbi Shur ben Levi. He says, that's why he says, because the pasuk says, she right behe of ko imo, that Rabbi Shmuel ba Nachmani, I mean, another reason why, yeah, we know that it's a right side. Ke oved kochavim nidmelo. The angel, right, look at Rashi over here. Kovet Chavim Melo, Kesavura Yaakov, Shuvet Chavim. You thought it was a goy, this guy, and now the Chachamim gave us advice: when a goy approaches you, you have to be on your guard, right? The Amar Mar Yisrael Shenit Palo Vet Kochavim Baderech. If a goy suddenly walks up to you or approaches you on your journey, Tuplo Limino, put him on your right, keep him to your right. Why to your right? Because your right hand's the stronger hand. This way you can be more aware if you have to fight him off. So you've got your right hand. Right. Stand to his left, he's on your right.
Yeah.
David, right?
Who else was going to be with him? All there was a few Jews there. It had to be a voter.
It's right. Okay, they're right. Absolutely, right? Look here. Tuplo lemino mechavero lemiamin. Right? So Yaakov thought this guy was the obvious. He said, now Yaakov, his right thigh was exposed to the malach because the malach was standing to his right. So the malach had him on the malach's left, but if he went like this and smacked him, he was standing here. He smacked him on the right thigh. So it's pashut that if he had him to his right, I want to have my right hand available. He's standing to my right. If he knocks me, which is the closest thigh of mine to him? My right thigh. So he smacked him on his right thigh.
Why
in England they drove on the left hand
side of the road. No, seriously. Because if you're
South
Africa as well, by the way. Where the knights used to drive, they used to use their right hand to take out their sword from the left side.
Right.
And then fight the guy who was on their right. You with me? That's why they drive on the left.
They drive on the left.
Used to go on the right on the left side of the road.
Right.
Right. So the guy
passing them, coming
towards them was on their right.
Oh, so he's got his right. He can attack him like that. Ah, is that the reason? Hey, wow. Okay, interesting. In South Africa, also drive on there. Now I know why. Never knew why. All right. Okay. Bereshkoch. Okay. So that comes from here, by the way. That's the Chazal. That the Nazi obviously learned this Gemara, right? So he says over here. So that was Nidmelo. He says Nidmelo. He Nidmelo to Avodah Zorah. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Acha Kamer Papa Bishmei Rabbi Bar Ula Amar. He said, no, he wasn't like this is taking us long, eh? He says he wasn't like a decedent of the Gothel Talmid Chochem. Amar Mar, Hamalech Liyamin Rabo Hareze Bur. If you're a Talmid Chochem and you walk to his right, then you're a Bur. You must walk on his left. So he was walking, he thought this guy was Talmid Chochem, he went to his left. And that's why he's right. So there was not enough community in the damage, right? He's on his left, meaning he's to my right. So it's the same thing. If I'm on his left, he's to my right. Right? That was why we had to see that picture yesterday, Dave. That's all making sense. You see that? Okay, Rabbanan. So how do Rabbanan, why don't Rabbanan have all these limudim over here of Talmid Chochem or of Avodah Zorah? So he says, why the angel, Me'ach, we have three arguments here, which are already based on the Pasuk, right? Because we said there, Ve'ha'av ko'imo. So he wrapped his arm around him and therefore hit him on the right. Or he was on Talmid Chochem, or he thought he was a goy. Ever you look at it, his right thigh was exposed. These are three pretty good arguments. Why do Chachamim say that it was both? That's a question, right? He says, no. Rabbanan Achorei Ata. They said, no, the angel came from behind. Okay? Unasheva Tarvayu. And hit him on both the thighs. Okay? All right. Rabbanan, hi, behave koi mo, my dashma. So, what did Rabbanan use this pasuk for of behave koi mo when they wrestled with him? They've got another Rabbi Shubin Levi who says like this, that the fight between them, the sand that and the dust that came up, went all the way up to the kisei hakavod. Right? And where do we learn that from? Got a Gzera Shavia. Ketiv hacha behav koimo. Our pasuk says behav koimo. From here, avek, meaning to wrestle. But avak is also dust. Uchtivatam, another pasuk we've got over here in Nachum, says over here, Hashem erech apayim udakoach. Sneezing from the dust, right? Hashem erech apayim udakoach. Venake lo yenake Hashem besufa ubisara. Darko va'anan avak raglav, right? And there's a cloud of dust by his feet, right? Okay, so we see that the avak is at his feet from the avak that came up from the fight of the two. Okay. I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi. While we honor Rabbi Shimon Levi, bring a couple of other ma'amarim of his with regards to Gid Hanashe. Lamani crash more Gid Hanashe. Why is it called Gid Hanashe? She nasha mim komo valat. Slipped and moved out of its place. Rashi says over here, nasha kafatz. It jumped out of its place. V'chein u'omer. Nashta gvuratam hayur nashim. Okay, now this is actually quite. He says, and look at this. Nashta gvuratam, kafza gvuratam. These guys became weak, and they were like women. Okay, Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina. Ma'arichtiv davar shlach b'Yakov v'nafal b'Yisrael. What is this thing that was sent to Yaakov v'nafal b'Yisrael? Davar shlach b'Yakov zegira nashi v'nafal b'Yisrael. Shepashay Yisrael b'cholish. Everyone agreed to it. Amar Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina. Ma'arichtiv utvoach tavach. We saw this v'achen. We saw this passage before, right? With regard with Yosef with his brothers. He said tavoach tavach v'achen. Prepare for me. He says paralahen beit hashchita. He exposed the beit hashchita to the look of Rashi. Why did he expose the beit hashchita? To the middle of the Rashi, right in the middle of the wide lines at the bottom. Shlo yomru basara anechira ani ochel. He says, they mustn't think I'm just kidding animal. Ashechted. Defi shebnei Yaakov shomrei mitzvot hayu. Even though it's right, the afa pi shelo natna Torah mekubalin hayu od me'avotahem. That the Kabbalah from the Avot, even the Torah hadn't been given yet, the brothers kept kosher and they kept shchita. Therefore, Yosef showed them that the parade of shchita, that he was shechting the meat and it was properly good shchita, they could eat it. And what does it mean? V'hachein tol gidarashe b'vnei. He actually took out in front of them. They tried with the gidarashe, so everything was done chedat v'kemand. Amar gidarashe nesal b'nei Noach. So here we see they were b'nei Noach. They weren't yet Jews, and we see already at the time what's that?
They That's
already proof. Look at Rashi. They command Amar b'matniti nekaman daf kuf. We'll see it in 9 days. Gira nashe desar lahem ba'odam b'nei Noach. Okay, well, we're still b'nei Noach. We'll see that over there later on, right? We'll get to that. Vayivater Yaakov levado. Now, these are some famous psukim, right? While we're on the issue of Gira nashe, so we're doing the whole story now with regards to Yaakov and the Malach. These are famous Gemaras. It was his own Amar Bidazer, Shenishtayer. This extra, I'll be honest with you, my father's, my whole life, been hakimi about this Gemara. Nishtayer al pachin ktanim. Right? What did he do? He was waiting there for the little vessels. Even the little things he made a fuss of. He didn't just say, ach, they're little, we don't care about them. Right? Look at Rashi. All the expensive stuff. And the wild and the stock and the cattle, etc. Kvar he'eviran et nachal yabok. He already taken over the yabok. He already passed it over. Vudishar al pachin ktanim. He went back to pick up a few little pitchers that buckets he left behind. Shloys pik lavir v'chashchal. It got dark while he was there. Right. Mikan letzadikim shechaviv alehem mamonam yoter migufam. He says ya chachamim. More importantly, the money than their bodies. In other words, they're prepared to even risk themselves to save a bit of the money. Why was he such a fuss?
Why is that considered so wise?
I don't know. Ask my father. Ain poshtin yedehen begezel. Right? Yeah, over here. Right? Why is it so important to them? They can't steal. Stealing is not an option for them. So they've got to look after what they've got. Other guys who don't care, if they short of a few things, just go to their neighbor and take it out of the fridge. Right? These guys, they work hard for their money, etc. Okay. Vayavek ish imo ad lo hashachar. The pasuk then says that they fought together until lo hashachar. Am Rabbi Yitzchak, mikan etamit chacham. Shlo yetzei yechidi balayla. We see even a talmid chacham shouldn't go out alone at night. Now there's interesting Rashi over here, which doesn't feature in the Gemara. Look at the second last line of Rashi. It says, "Mide ka'amar ad alot hashachar." That is in the Gemara. It's obviously a different gear set to us. See that? Rashi explains what it means alot hashachar. Shma mina lo nitna reshut lemazik lazik bayom. It could only do damage while it was night. Daytime comes, you got no right. Lefichach lo hutshach shmira. The daytime you're in shmira. Only at night you did shmira, right? But yeah, we don't know shlechay ulayla. Rabbi Abba Barakana amar mihacha. He got a different makor for it. Wow. Even though he was on his own, because he had his young guys with him, but how much more so got on his own, he waited for Boker, he never went to have a little bit. But now I'm going to have another Makor from where a Talmid Chacham should be on his own. This pasuk over here that they're quoting, we're not so psukim on this daf. See, that's the thing, there's 50 psukim on this pas on this daf. No, not 50.
50?
No, 14 psukim on this daf. He says, "Yeah, the pasuk over here. So, Vayomer lo lech na re'e et shlom achecha ve'shlom atzon." This is Yaakov talking to Yosef, right?
Yeah.
Right. Vashiveni davar, bring back words to me. Vayashlichehu me'emek Chevron ve'yavor Shechema. It says, "Lech na re'e et shlom achecha ve'et shalom." What do you mean, re'e? Go see. Ba'et ad shadam yachol lirot. Don't go in this dark. Go when you can see. Rav Amar Miachas with own record where he learns you shouldn't go on your own. Vayizrach lo hashemesh. Right, because it says over there, with regard to Yaakov, Vayizrach lo hashemesh kasher avar et penuel v'hutzoleh al yercho. Right, he walked out in the day. So he went out. Okay, a little bit of a hysteria because it was definitely dark. Okay, when he left, he went in the dark. Right, Amar Rabbi Akiva. So now, on this pasuk over here, the Rav brought to explain why you shouldn't be on your own at night. Rabbi Akiva's got a shaila. What does the pasuk say? It says, "Vayizrach lo hashemesh." The sun shone or rose for him. Right. So says Rabbi Akiva, "Shalti et Rabban Gamliel with Rabbi Yeshua." But at least, right, where were they? Rashi says, "Shukam shemochim basar," in the meat market. "Shel ami shel imium," in this place. Rashi says, "Mashay makom," in this place. "Shachul likach b'hem le'mishne benosha ben Gamliel." We've seen this before a few times, right? Gamliel, someone's getting married, and a lot took place around that wedding. We've seen this Gemara a few times. And Rabbi Akiva took the opportunity to ask them while they're walking there in the shuk. He says to them, "Rabbi Gamliel, tell me, Ketiv vayizrach lo hashemesh וכי שמש לא לבדו זרחה, and especially only rose for Yaakov. אבל לא לכל העולם זרחה, but it shone in the whole world. It wasn't a private sun, right? אמר רבי יצחק, שמש הבאה בעבורו, זרחה בעבורו. The sun that set for him, rose for him. Right? What does it mean, the sun that set for him, rose for him? דכתיב, the pasuk says, ויצא יעקב וישבה, וידך חרנה. On the one hand, it says that he left Beersheba and he came to Haran. Right? Uchtiva yivgam ha-makom. And then he hit the place. So he arrived at the place. Right? So now, look at Rashi quickly. Rashi puts in here what's missing from the story. He says, Shemesh ha-ba ba-avuro, and I think personally that Shak'a ba-avuro is already Rashi. With the Dibur ha-matchil should be Shemesh ha-ba ba-avuro, two dots. And even though it's printed here in thick black, it should say Shak'a ba'avuro. It was Haba'a ba'avuro, Shak'a ba'avuro. The shemesh that
shemesh.
What does it mean? How do you say in English? Shak'a?
Set.
Thank you. Set.
Right.
Shak'a ba'avuro, set kodem zmana. Before its time, it's set early. Umefarsh v'azi lama shak'a. Right. How do we know that it's set early? Ketiv v'yelech Haran. I'm in Rashi still. He says he went to Haran. The mashma, the mata leharan, that he arrived in Haran. See, vayelechari went to Haran. Fahad, then the pasuk says vayivgam makom, that he got to the place. Now, which is the place? Is Rashi where he davened? The Hainu Beit El. Vakdakati lo mat leharan. Hasn't yet got to Haran. Beit El's on the way. So if it says vayelech leharan and then it says vayivgam makom, it means he went to Haran and then he went back. Right. So now we go back into the Gemara. When he got to Haran, what did he say? Is it possible I passed Beit El? Look, Rashi says, Hi Beit El. Was the Haram Moriah, Shipalel Bo Avram. Who Sadeh Shipalel? The same, it says, Vayitzak Yelech Lasuach Basadeh, remember? That Suach Basadeh, also in Haram Moriah, same place. תכתיב לסוח בשדה, דהר כאמינו במזרחים, על אל הר השם ואל בית אלוהי יעקב. It's called הר השם and בית אלוהי יעקב. So משנה יעקב, ועד דווקא יעקב, אלא לא כאברהם שקראו הר, אברהם called it הר, הר המוריה. תכתיב הר השם, ולא כיצחק, לא נגיד יצחק, יצחק קראו שדה, תכתיב לך שדה, אלא כיעקב שקראו בית. יעקב called it בית אל. He called it בית אל, that's what's called בית אל. So he said, over here, שבנו אבותיי, אני לא פרלתי, כד יהיב דעתי, so therefore he thought, למהרי, better go back. קפצה לארה מיד ויפגע במקום. It was like a קפיצת הדרך, and he quickly arrived at the place. Look, רשי, לא קפצה לשון, לא תקפוץ את ירח, נתקצרה. Okay, the we made shorter. ויפגע במקום, כאדם הפוגע בחברו שבא כנגד, it was he arrived at the place. ויפגע במקום means he arrived at the place. ודרשון לנמי, says רשי, לשון תפילה. Right, I'll tell you, also he davened there. Kad tzali. So, you've got makom, kad tzali, and he davened. Right, so now, what's the story? Vai lemahadeh. Right, he now wants to go back. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, tzadik ze ba lebeit meloni, v'yipater belo lina. Hashem said, now he wants to leave the Beit El to go back to Haran. He's only going to Haran, right? Hashem said, well, you're going to come in or stay over the night. So, miyad ba Hashemesh, the sun set quickly, so it became nightfall for him. And then, now we've got another couple more galatas. Now we've got Yikach me'avnei ha-makom. So they had to go to sleep, right? So we've got a famous story now of Yaakov. Yikach me'avnei ha-makom. The one pasuk says he took from the stones in plural. Another pasuk says, Yikach et'em, he took one stone. What's Amar Rabbi Yitzchak? But I mentioned, Yikapsu kol otan avadim ha-makom echad. All the stones gathered into one place. V'kol achad v'achad, each stone said, Alay aniach tzidik nirusho. He'll sleep on my, he'll lean his head on my stone. Right, Tana v'kula nivlu kechad, all became one big stone, and that's why it says Avnei and Evan. Right, they all became one big stone. Rashi says Dasu Evan Achat. Okay, now v'yachalom v'inei shulam utzav atz. It's all taking place in the same day, right? Now it's a busy time for Yaakov. Right, now he goes to sleep and he has a dream of the sulam. Right, that's why we had this letter here. That's why the letter was here earlier on today. Right, that's why the sulam Yaakov. That's why they had it. Right. Exactly. I wasn't stunned, was it, laddie? Unbelievable. And if you see the size of this ladder, you'll see it's almost the size of the ladder we had in the room. Okay. Almost, not nearly. V'achalom v'nei sulam utzav arza. He dreamed there was a sulam utzav arza. So now the Gemara says, Tana kama rachvo shel sulam. How wide was the sulam? He said, how wide was it? Right, it must have been, just before we look at the actual whole, look at the whole pasuk. So v'yishkev yakev v'yakev 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 v'yachalom v'nei sulam utzav arza. V'hinei malachei Elohim olim v'yordim. Going up and coming. Now, we all know the famous Rashi that was leaving Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they were changing the gods.
Yeah.
Right? So he had two coming up, two coming down. We'll see there's another version in the Gemara that they weren't different angels. Quite interesting.
Okay.
How wide is the Sulam? Parsaot. It was 8,000 parsaot wide. Now I did a rough calculation here. A parsa is 4 mil. A mil is about a kilometer. 2,000 amma. That's the tchum of Shabbos. A tchum Shabbos is a mil, right? That's it, okay? So we've got over here 8,000, 2,000 amma, 8,000 amma, 64,000 amot. Okay, now why is that really interesting? 64,000 amot.
64 million.
64 million?
That's what it says here
in Archibald. Wow, okay, well, I did 8,000. If we're 2,000 amma, we said we're over here, yes, we are 8,000 parsaot.
Parsa is 8,000
parsa. Is 4 mil, a mil is 2,000, so 2,000 of a mil times 4 mil is 8,000 parsaot, and we've got shmonat alafim. Oh, so it's 8,000 times 8,000.
64 million.
Ah, okay, so I read 64,000. Okay.
Conference of the year.
Okay, so one thing, 64 million. Wow, I didn't even
24,000 miles.
Okay, whatever. Pretty big. I worked out that it's 32,000 kilometers.
Why does it need to be so big?
Because the angels are very big. We'll see. Let's get to the more. Okay. So okay.
It's roughly right. It says 24,000 miles.
How much is it?
You said 32,000.
I worked out of here and another calculation. I did two calculations.
Right.
There was calculation one I did on this, and then we'll see later on we're going to come to sizes. And there I worked it out just at 8,000 parsa at 4 kilometers of parsa is 32,000 kilometers. 8,000 times 4. Okay, so those are like, okay, so I don't know where this 4 million comes in.
You're in line with
us. Okay, okay. So now, 8,000 parsa, tichtiv, v'inei v'lachei elohim olim yodim bo, coming and going up. Olim shnayim, two coming up, v'yodim shnayim, and two going down. The chipagu bahade hadade, when they meet each other, because if two are going up and two are coming down, at some stage they're going to pass each other on the ladder, right? So we've got four angels now on the ladder, right? Havulehu arba, there'll be four of them. Look at Rashi over here. Where is the Rashi? Olim v'chipagu bahade havule arba. Tzarich rocha vasulam lachzik arba tan. So the ladder must be wide enough for them all to walk down, up and down.
20,000 miles.
Right. Here comes the calculation. It says with regards to Malachim, we've got a pasuk, and this pasuk over here comes from Daniel. Ugeviato ketarshish. Right. What does it mean? Ugeviato. Look at Rashi. Geviato ketarshish. Right. It says the diacheskel or in Daniel tarshish yam. Sheshmo Tarshish, the seas are called Tarshish. Kilimatargaminan, Tarshish Krum Yama, Marehayam. Right, looks like the sea. Uchtiv Onia Ba Tarshish. Okay, so Tarshish is coming on the seas, like big wide seas. Right, Ugviatoke Tarshish, Ugamiri, and we've got a Mesora. Let's see where I did this calculation of 32,000. The Tarshish, what's Tarshish? Trey Alfe, 2,000 Parse. Right? So a parsa is 8. So we're 2,000, right, mil. So a parsa is 4 mil. So 2 parsa is 2 is 8 mil. So 8,000, 2,000 times 4 is 8,000. And there, each mil is 4 kilometers. So that's how I got to 32,000 kilometers. Okay? There. Right? The Gemara, the Chashi Tre Alfe Parsa Abu. So now the Gemara says like this. So therefore, we see that was very, very wide. Tana, we've got a bright, it says, Olin umistaklin bidyukuno shomala. That the story we got up until now is there were change of gods, right? Two different malachim, two going up, two coming down. There's a Gemara that says, Tana, we've got a bright, it says, Olin, when they were going up, umistaklin bidyukuno shomala. What were they looking at, the angels going up? They looked into the clouds, into the heaven, and they saw the dyukuno, the head, right? Dyukan is like the headset, the face, right? Of Shilmala. Look at Rashi. What they're looking at? Partsuf Adam. Now, in Yechezkel's visions, right? On the Kisei HaKavod, there's four faces. There's the eagle, there's the lion, there's a bull, and there's a man, I think.
Lion, ox, and eagle.
Is it ox? What did I say? A bull. Okay, so an ox. I remember that. Right? We've learned this before. There's an eagle, ox, a lion, and a man. And the man over here, says Rashi, Pratsuf Adam, Abba Chayot, Pedimut Yaakov, is Yaakov's face. The Yordin, when they came down, then they look at Yaakov at the bottom. Same person. And now, what's the story? Ba'u lesuchu lesichune. What happens? Now, look at Rashi. Machmat kina. These angels are getting jealous. They say, what is it? What's going on there? This guy is that guy. He's on the Kisei HaKavod. Now, he's pretty dangerous, right? It's a lesu miyad. It says, v'hineh Hashem mitzav elav. But it says, God was watching over him. Why would you go to him now? This is a completely different version. We all know the story of God was over him because he was without livui. Right? In the pasuk we learn there in Breishit, that why was Hashem mitzav elav? Because the person has to always have angels guarding him. Here, his angels guarding him had left him, and the new angels haven't yet come to him, so therefore he was exposed, so Hashem has to guard over him himself. Here, this Gemara over here, according to this one over here, he needed to be guarded from the angels. Right? Now look quickly, what we're doing time-wise. Okay, you have to be with me today. Look at Tosfot here quickly. Tosfot says, Olin u'mistaklim b'dukunot sh'amal av yordin. Mashma, says Tosfot, she'otam she'olim heim she'yordim. Tosfot says, they're the same angels. I don't know how this works. U'le'el mashma she'acherim ayudu kam olin trey v'yordin trey. The previous brighter we said, two going up, two going down. Therefore, at one stage there were four. Here it says, there aren't four according to this one. These two went up, and then they saw the Dukunor Shel Hashem on the kiss, and they came down and they saw Yaakov. It's the same angels. They went up and they went down. They went up for some for briefing. Right? Anyhow. I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. There wasn't a pasuk that said this. We would never be able to have said such a thing. Right? Look at Rashi over here. We wouldn't have said that Hashem is watching over him like a man who's basically fanning his child. He's got a sick child and he's cooling him down with a fan from the heat. A sharav is a heat wave, right? And he's menif. Right, but no. Okay, now the next pasuk. Hashem says to him, right, that land that you're lying on. Right, right, look at the whole pasuk over here. V'nei Hashem nitzavat v'yom Hashem Elohei Abraham Michav Leitzak v'aretz shatashchev aleha lecha etnena ulezarecha. That land you're lying on, I will give to you and to your children. Gemara says, my revute, what's the big deal? Right, look at Rashi. What do you mean, my revute? Arba amot mishkavo hivteach latet debarav. The four amot he's lying on, that's the big chap. And Hashem is giving him those four amot. Right? Michael's even lying on less informant at the moment, right? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Melamed, Shekiblak, and Sparachul, Kol Artish, Kol Shav, and Nichatach, and Yakov, Ilu, Shetehe, Nochal, Lichavesh, Tavanav. He wrapped up the whole of Eretz Yisrael and four Amot, and said, this is all of Israel giving you, and why do you make it so small? Easily be conquered. Vayomer, Shalachani, Ki Allah, Shachar. Now comes the next passage, he says, to the angel, let me go. The angel says to Yaakov, let me go. Why? Because Allah, Shachar, the morning star's already come. I'm a Lord, Ganavata. You must be a Ganav. Why? O kovyustus sata, right? Shemityarem in hashachar. Why, you either a thief? Rashi says, yeah, kovyustus is a gonev nefashot. I don't know, what's it, a murderer or a kidnapper? Kidnapper. Right? He says, because you're scared of the dark. It was you, the sort of guys who work in the dark. You're scared of the light. Light comes, you've got to run away. Right? Amalo malach. So Amalo says, malach ani. What do you mean? I'm malach. I'm an angel. I'm not a thief. Look at the malach. He says, from the day that I was created, lohi gears mani lomar shira adachshav. Now's my time. Tonight's the night. I've been waiting to say shira, right? This morning. I'm waiting to say shira. I've got to run. Mesale l'Rav Chanan l'Amarav, d'Amarav Chanan l'Amarav. He says, this helps us. It's the shalosh kitot shamanachei ashreit omot shira b'chol yom. We've got this besora. There are three groups of angels that say shira every single day. Rashi says here, shalosh kitot chadashim miyom el yom. They're new angels every day from day. They're not the same angels. Every day, new angels say shira three times a day. And this was once in their life, basically, in the angel's existence. Achat omet kadosh. One angel says, the one group says kadosh. V'achat omet kadosh. And the second group says kadosh. V'achat omet kadosh Hashem tzva'ot. So that's where the angels got kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Now we got that Masorah, right? And it was it Moshe that brought it down from? Who was it? Yaakov or Moshe? One of them stole the kadosh, kadosh, kadosh and brought it down. We've been in a Gemara like that. Moshe, he brought it down for to that. The kadosha is the tefillah of the angels, and Moshe brought it down. Kivyachol stole it in inverted commas from the angels, right? He has the angels say kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. The Gemara says, well, wait a second. Mate, we got a brighter. That Am Yisrael are more and loved by Hashem than the angels. She showed him Shira b'chol sha'a. The angels say Shira every hour. Sorry, it's Yisrael. Am Yisrael says Shira every hour. Umelacha Hashem enom im Shira ena pam achat b'yom, only once a day. And v'amri those who say even pam achat b'shabbat, only once a week. And the others amri da pam even once a b'chodesh. V'amri lei pam achat b'shabbat, even others say maybe even once only a year. V'amri lei afidu pam achat b'shavua, meaning once in 7 years. Only once in 50 years. Only once in the whole creation of the world. And yet, sorry, that's a new sugya, I think, over there.
No.
Okay, well, yeah, well, right, okay. Yisrael say, this is a kasha here, because we say that Am Yisrael are better than the angels. Right? You say Yisrael maskin Hashem acharei shtei tevot. We say, what do we say? Shneimar Shema Yisrael, two words, and then Hashem. Umalacha Hashem and maskin Hashem eder achar shalosh tevot. And you and normally we say that the angels have to first say shalosh tevot. Kedichtiv kadosh 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 Hashem tzvaot. Ve'ein malacha Hashem umim shura lemala. This is proof that we are better than them, right? They don't say Shir Lamala Ad Shir Yisrael Lamata. They wait for us. Shneimar Veran Yachad Kechochvei Boker VeHadar. Right, look at this pasuk over here. Rashi says Avia Kechochvei Boker Yisrael Hameshulim LeKochavim. Right, they are called stars. Are called the Boker of the stars. Kechochvei Veran Yachad Kechochvei Boker. Together, right, with the stars of the morning. That's Yisrael. And VeHadar. And then it says. Only after the children of Amishael have said Shira, then Vayariyu kol b'nei Elohim, then the angels. So what's the question over here? If you look at Rashi, he actually sticks in the question. There's no idea where Matcha, if you look at Rashi there, above Vahaika, it says, Ketani mihat, achar shalosh tevot, v'lo amarte, kadosh Hashem. And what did you say? We said over earlier on, right, we said that this supports Rabbi Hananel, who says there are three kitot, and one of the kitot says, Kadosh Hashem Tzvaot. So we see that that group of angels say Hashem's name after only one word. And even Am Yisrael have to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. After 2 million. So this defeats this whole brighter that says we more chavivin. How can the angels say Hashem's name after one word if we more chavivin than them? Right? Ela achat omer, the Gemara says no, relax. Achat omer kadosh. Vachat omer kadosh. Kadosh. Va'achat, and then the third kita says, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvaot. Okay, end of family.